Welcome to the Hacking Happy podcast. I'm your host, Penny Lacasso, and I am the world's first happiness hacker on a bold mission to teach 10 million humans just like you how to flourish by 2025. This podcast is designed to help you reignite your spark, supercharge your energy, and channel it towards injecting more joy, more presence, more calm, and more meaning into each and every day. If that sounds like something you could use a little bit more of, let's get started. Hello, you beautiful happiness hackers, and welcome to another episode of one of my favorite things to do, the Hacking Happy podcast. It is an absolutely glorious winter's day here in Melbourne, and I am standing at my desk basking in the afternoon sun. And I just want to share that because I always think it's the little things in life that bring us so much joy, and the sun streaming in as I pop myself into your ears is something that's making me feel good at the moment. So today I'm going to start with a little ask, and it's funny, you know, like I know how important this stuff is. Always feel uncomfortable doing it, which is exactly why I need to do it, because that's what I advocate. We need to step into discomfort on a daily basis. So my little ask to you is this. I know many of you listen often because you tell me you do. You tell me how much benefit you get from this podcast. And so my little ask is around reviews and ratings. These are fundamental to reach and to my ability to support and serve more amazing humans just like you, which is why I would love to ask you to perhaps just hit pause, take a moment on whatever your listening platform is, just to rate and review this podcast. I'd love for you to be honest. I'd love for you to share any comments, perspectives you have. As I say, it's really helpful and it would mean a lot to me. But first I'm going to start with being a little bit honest, because that's what I love to do. I'm always about being raw. I have to be honest, I have procrastinated on writing this week's podcast for a little while now. I wanted to create it because it felt like such an important topic. But the irony is the fact that I have created what we're going to talk about, which is time freedom in my life, has afforded me the opportunity of what I call the marinade, which is why I've procrastinated. Now, the marinade, if you haven't heard me talk about it before, is a concept I share with my coaching clients, and I invest in it heavily as an advocate of time freedom. So the marinade is the belief that the more you sit with an idea and allow it to soak, the more the idea grows, because it affords you the time to think deeply, to consider different angles and engage with diverse perspectives, just helping whatever it is that you're wanting to create become more beautiful, more impactful, more intentional. Sadly, though, for many of us, the marinade, the space for deep thinking, deep thought, appears to be a luxury few of us can afford in the current environment. The problem, as I see it, is that our environment has made many of us feel like we are a prisoner to productivity. Clients tell me they feel like life is being done to them rather than them living it. They don't feel like they are in control of their own time. But who owns your time? Ask yourself, who owns my time? Instead, these clients tell me they get sucked into the daily vortex of doing for everyone else. If you're a people pleaser, this is your domain. It's why so many of my coaching clients feel exhausted no matter how much sleep they've had, and unfulfilled, and constantly in search of more meaning. Many of them tell me it's like a piece of the puzzle in their life is missing, and they don't know what the shape of that puzzle piece is, what it looks like, or where to find it. Being a prisoner to productivity means calm feels elusive, and presence with the ones you love feels like a struggle. I wonder if any of this is resonating. We have literally wired our neural pathways to believe that being still and present is unproductive because all actions should result in a task being ticked off a to-do list. Being human, human being is no longer valued, yet it is where time freedom lives. And that's why today I want us to have a conversation about this concept of time freedom. What is it? Why does it matter? And where can you start to create more of it? This podcast is for you if you're in a conversation that's on repeat, goes along the lines of, please let's not do this again. This is ridiculous. This is not a good way of working. Why am I doing this to myself? What you want is not real life. It doesn't exist. Here's the thing. I used to live my life to the beat of someone else's drum. What this meant was that I allowed my days to be determined by my work, by a to-do list that never ended, which meant in my brain, even at night, I was never done. I was never able to switch off. Any minute spent away from task felt unproductive and wasted. That was until I started to question my exhaustion and what sat behind it. My feelings of there has to be more to life than this. And this question that constantly ate at me. What example am I showing my son about life? These questions required the marinade that I referenced earlier. They required a fundamental, different approach to how I live my life. If I was to get rid of my exhaustion and pave a path to more meaning. Fast forward, I've come to realize that the foundations of a wholehearted life are built upon this concept of time freedom. Creating time freedom is what enables you to design and start living a life you love. But don't be misled. Time freedom is not an easy path to pave because it requires challenging everything you've been conditioned to believe about how to use your time. It requires unlearning these conditioned perspectives, these conditioned behaviors, creating the space to think and to be. It means doing things differently from the mainstream, and it comes with sacrifice. The sacrifice of every action being attached to a direct or a clear result that will no longer be your motivating force. So, what is time freedom? How do you define it? Well, as always, I asked a couple of followers out there on Instagram, and here's what they had to say. Time freedom is not making a cost-benefit analysis on that activity, that adventure, or that work task. It's not being subservient to an employer or your kids. It's being free to use your time for you. It's time beyond obligation. So I took that. And I went a step further. I did a bit of a search on the internet, and I love a bit of Thrive Global, great website. And they define time freedom as about spending your time doing what you really love doing with clients and people who mean the most to you. Having more freedom of time is about having the ability to live a full life and have the time to pursue other interests outside of work. Time freedom allows you to appreciate the now and allows you to slow down and experience what life currently has to offer. Spend a lot of time looking into this concept in the work that I've done on myself. And for me, time freedom is the freedom to choose joy, to choose the now, to be just for the pleasure of being, to let go of the attachment to a result for every action and trusting that being present right now will allow the journey of life to unfold with more of what fills you up. My coaching clients tell me they want time freedom, and they tell me this often. And the reason for that is things like 4 weeks off a year is not much freedom when the rest of the time work is on my mind all the time. I find I can't ever really relax. They tell me I'd like to have time for myself. I'd like to not be at the bottom of my to-do list. I'd like to work from anywhere at any time. I want real freedom. I want to not feel guilty about relaxing and doing nothing. And most importantly, those of us with children, these clients tell me I want to be more present with my kids. What it comes down to is that these people want to enjoy the journey and not feel exhausted by it any longer. Now, I share multiple definitions of time freedom because there is no single right definition with so many of the things that I share with you as a listener. What time freedom for each of us looks like is likely unique. So my first challenge to you is this. Press pause right now and brainstorm what time freedom looks and feels like for you. How do you define it? What behaviors would you need to display and start living to feel like time freedom was yours? Have you felt it in your life? Where were you? What were you doing? And perhaps even more importantly, whose support would you need to step into time freedom?
Hey there, thought I'd just press pause for a moment and ask you a question. I wonder if, like I used to, you use work as a form of escapism to avoid feelings that bubble under the surface and whisper to you constantly, this is not the life I want to live. But what if it doesn't have to be this way? What if I told you you could bounce out of bed feeling confident in your path because you know what action to take to feel aligned and in motion with the life you long for? If you'd like to do this year differently, shift gears into freedom mode, let your priorities drive your time, not the other way around, feel courageous and confident in uncertainty and holistically supported on the journey, Flourish Forward Coaching might be right for you. Go to flourishforwardcoaching.com to book a discovery call today.
Just note down whatever comes up so that you can start to program your subconscious to recognize this concept when it shows up. Now, here's the kicker. If you struggle with this exercise or you want to start training yourself to step into more of the marinade I mentioned, here is your chance. I want you to think of people who have created time freedom, who live and breathe it every day. It can be absolutely anyone. Then I want you to note down what is it about how they live their life that connects with you. How do they show up in the everyday? Write it down. Now, I did this with a coaching client just the other day, and here's an example of what time freedom looked like when she connected to a time freedom role model. She said, this person loves what she does. She's authentic. She shares the good and the bad. Her career fits around her family. What she creates in her work is easily doable and accessible to others. I'd like to do something like that. She's passionate about what she does. She makes a difference in the world. And she seems to be connected with her kids. So make your list of time freedom behaviors that appeal to you based on your time freedom role model that you've identified. When you can see it, you can be it. Better yet, pull on your courage pants and perhaps reach out to one of these time freedom role models and ask them if you could buy them a coffee or have a quick virtual coffee to chat to them about what time freedom means to them and how they inject it into every day. Most people love to talk about themselves. So trust me, you might get a couple of no's, but the reality is you will eventually get a yes. I see this all the time in my clients. And the insights gained by having conversations with these people can be profound in enabling you to start your journey towards greater time freedom. A prospective client I recently chatted with me shared what time freedom looked like for her. And it was being able to work from anywhere in the world and do that work when it suited her throughout the day, which to someone like me, who has invested 8 years cultivating a life, cultivating time freedom that enables that, I was like, that's completely doable, right? She then followed on that definition of time freedom and said to me, but that's not real life. It's just a dream. To which I responded, Why can't it be real life? I know many people, including myself, who have made it their real life. And it is possible if you believe and if you invest in this practice daily in order to make it happen. The reality is, intention supported by action enables us to arrive in life the way we want. So where do you start? When it comes to time freedom, it's completely up to you. But let me dump a couple of ideas here that my coaching clients find helpful. Some of them may resonate. Some of them you may go, ooh, that's a bit too much. That is totally fine. Like I said, this is a dump. Take away from it what works for you. Here's a few things perhaps you could do. Could you, first and foremost, consider working part-time to create the space to find the clarity on how you want your life to look and start making progress towards it? Oh, I tell my clients, when they do this, when they create this space, this day that they've created, or 2 days if they're working 3 days a week, these days are not days off. These are work days for you to work out who you want to be in this world, how you want to show up within it, and what legacy you want to leave. Imagine that. Imagine having work days for you, days to work on you. What a gift. Now, this may sound huge because it comes at a financial cost. I get it. I know, because my personal journey is that I didn't go part-time. I went to no work for the first time in 20 years when I stepped into creating time freedom for myself. Now, I realize I was fortunate that I'd created the financial base to be able to invest in myself and make that happen. And I know that that's not an option for everyone. But part-time is an option for a lot of people. Because what I learned from this process is that more money, once your basic human needs are covered, doesn't make us happier. It often comes at a cost. And that cost is our health and our happiness. So I ask you, what is the real cost of not creating time freedom for you? Could you, if you have kids, could you have a chat with your partner about creating me time for each of you and say swap Saturday mornings every alternate week to give you time away from the kids, time to do something for you? Now, when I was married long, long ago, this was something that we did and it worked really bloody well. Could you create a switch off ritual, a hard finish on your workday where you shut down, switch off and connect into you time or time with the people that matter most to you? Even if you start with just doing this 2 days a week, which is what I work with my coaching clients on, it's really about the commitment to me time. So sometimes what we do when that is hard for clients to switch off, we find a me time activity where it's actually a commitment that they have to show up to at a set time after work, which forces that hard close. So that may be something you want to consider. Things like, might be a pottery class. I'm doing this on Friday night and I will share my experience, and I'm going to go to an ecstatic dance session. I'll share more on what that looks like in my next episode. So try that. Create a hard switch off ritual at the end of the day and see if that helps create a little bit more time freedom. Could you go the other end of the day and start a morning ritual, a start of the day ritual? Now, I do this on weekdays and have religiously been doing it now for years. And I feel like when I do it, I get a head start on filling my soul before the world gets up. So what I recommend here is maybe rise just a little earlier and create a ritual that energizes you. I turn on a salt lamp, I listen to an insight time and meditation, I journal a little, and then I learn something new that I'm interested in. So I'll often pick up my psychology books and do a bit of reading in that space. Now, that's my time freedom. Doesn't have to be yours, but do something at the start of the day that feeds your soul, that gives back to you, that makes you feel like you have the freedom to choose how you start your day. You could just take a freaking lunch break on a regular basis. That is a great place to start to create time freedom. Do you know how many clients I speak to never take a lunch break? And I know many of you listening don't either. Beautiful place to start. Another thing I'm a big fan of is you could take a time suck audit. Look at what you do in your day that sucks your energy and your joy. Highlight, write it down, highlight at least two tasks you want to get rid of and then make a plan to do it. That will create more time freedom. Now, the whole premise of these actions is to start small, to experiment, to try on your time freedom, to notice how it feels and to know that you may feel guilty at first because that's how you have been wired to trust. I want you to trust. Trust that creating time freedom is not selfish. My friend, it is a damn necessity to living a healthy and happy life and to role modeling for those of you with children what that looks like for them. When you find something that works, put some boundaries around it to protect it and allow your time freedom practice to grow. Time freedom, my friend, is possible. You can take back control of how you do your days. You can make choices that prioritize you, your health, your happiness, and it all starts with just a single action, any damn action, and a focus on progress over perfection. I'm hoping that this was helpful to you today because I cannot tell you, if you can't hear it in my voice, how passionate I am about this topic of creating time freedom and how much it has changed my life for the better. I have complete gratitude when I wake each day and I feel I am in control of how that day unfolds. I'm also comfortable with the spanners, the hand grenades, the pear-shapedness that gets thrown at me during the day because when you invest in time freedom and spend more time in this space, when the shit gets thrown at you, you become better at navigating it from a place of calm and rational thought. So I'm going to close out by inviting you to connect with me if you feel this is an area you would love to grow into. But if, like many of the clients I speak to, you feel it's too much to do alone, because often in a world where we're already feeling exhausted and overwhelmed, it's really challenging to make a shift alone. I'm going to drop in the show notes the link to book a free clarity call if that is something you want to pick up on. If you would like to look at how I can support you in this space, jump into that link. You'll complete a quick questionnaire and book a time for you and I to spend some time together and talk this through. Have a beautiful rest of the week, my friend. Thank you so much for spending your time with me today. Until next time. Happiness looks good on you. Bye for now. Thanks for joining me on today's episode of the Hacking Happy podcast. Reviews are so important to empowering more beautiful humans like you to lead wholehearted and happy lives. If you enjoyed your experience today, I'd love if you could take a moment to leave a review and a rating on your preferred podcast listening platform. If there was something in this particular episode that resonated, feel free to take a screenshot and share your perspectives on social media. Tag me in via Instagram on hackinghappy.co or you'll find me on LinkedIn, Penny Lacasso. If you have a friend that you feel needs to hear the message in today's podcast, why not drop them a note and share the link from this episode? Until next time, my friend, happiness looks good on you.